looking for meaning in the ups and downs of the stock market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, we'll get the latest on the wild swings going on in the stock market and hopefully figure out what it all means. But first, where's Wall Street? If you can believe it, stocks are up right now after yesterday's 6% drop. The Dow is currently up 78 points, about 0.7% at 10,887. The NASDAQ up 0.8%. The S&P 500 also up 0.8%. Overseas markets started out sharply lower but have steadied in the last few hours. European stocks are mixed right now. Gold has come down off of its highs. It's trading around $1,737 an ounce. And oil is bubbling up around $81 a barrel in New York trading. It's lost quite a bit of money in the last few days. Now let's get some analysis with our regular Tuesday guest, Julie Neiman of Smith Moore & Company. She's with us live from St. Louis. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, Julie, what to make of this volatility in the markets?
Well, investors are scared to debt. The mantra for institutional investors is when in doubt, you get out. So the pattern is after a typical stock market wreck, the chronically optimistic will do some bargain buying. That affords the nervous a chance to dump their riskier holdings. We're going to see that pattern probably play out here. So up today, but then you're going to get more selling pressure.
Okay, what about big picture? If we were to look back at this week a year from now, what do you think we will say it was all about?
Well, the big thing is it all goes back to the cause, and that was debt. There was a lot of fraud. It was Wall Street inundated the world with trillions of dollars in junk, which, by the way, was rated AAA by Moody's and Standard & Poor's, solid quality investments, all based on real estate. But the economy was based on this real estate fraud. Japan, America, everybody has fundamental bad problems, but this fraud provided the tipping point. And when you bail out the banks, the problem becomes the government's problem, namely ours. So as citizens and taxpayers, when these large banks fail, the recession hits, and the citizens don't spend, they just basically save. So you can stimulate all you want, but no government policy can change that. And the sheer magnitude and persistence of this slide since 2008 says it's a depression. So the citizen consumer wants proof you're fixing things, or they're going to reasonably sit in their wallets.
Julie, if this is a depression, as you say, what can be done?
Well, the Fed meets today, and the market's hoping for the miracle fix, which the president really couldn't offer yesterday. They're out of good options. They can buy more treasuries, agency bonds, flood the financial system with cheap money as an incentive to borrow. It hasn't worked yet. It won't work now. And the reason is because consumers and nations already have too much debt and can't make the interest payments. The confidence to the system returns when policymakers put on the green eye shades and sharpen the pencils. Here, Greece, you owe us $1 million. It's $500,000 now. You can never pay it back anyway. So you take a look at what you can pay if you get your house in order. Italy, your debt has 6% coupon. Reduce it to 3% so you can pay. Ireland, your rates are reasonable. Instead of a 10-year debt, let's make it 20-year.
Right.
Everyone cuts back wasteful spending. But the consequences are awful. The banks collapse. Investment houses collapse. It is going to be very, very painful. But your choice is do it now, 3 to 4 years of pain, or delay it for 20 years like Japan.
Julie Neiman, analyst with Smith Moore & Company, thanks as always.
You bet.
Well, the downgrading continues at S&P, and now state and local governments are bracing for possible downgrades to their credit ratings, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Traders have a pet name for the municipal bond market, Muniland. And there's a saying in Muniland, cities and states can't have a higher credit rating than the country they're in. But there's disagreement over how much a downgrade could push up borrowing costs and how fast that could happen. Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management.
The bond market, the muni market, isn't like the stock market. You won't see interest rates move up 3% in a week, not in Muniland.
Cohen says borrowing costs will go up, but slowly, like a train chugging uphill. Other analysts think the train won't even leave the station. Tom Doe heads up Municipal Market Advisors. He says cities and states are just not building many new highways or schools in this tough economy. That means they aren't issuing as many bonds.
So there's less supply and there's still demand because investors are seeking the safety of municipals.
And the higher the demand goes, the less local and state governments will have to pay in interest. Doe doesn't see that changing anytime soon, no matter what S&P says. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
British lawmakers are being called back from their summer vacations for an emergency session of Parliament after 3 days of violent rioting in London. Some say the riots are about government spending cuts, but others dispute that, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
The rioting was originally triggered by the shooting of a young black man in North London last week. A peaceful protest march at the weekend degenerated into violence. Since then, hundreds of youths have stripped shops of their contents and torched dozens of cars. Several large buildings, including a Sony warehouse, have been set on fire. Some commentators have attributed the unrest to rising youth unemployment and the public spending cuts which have closed down inner-city recreational centres. But politicians and police blame theft and vandalism. Adrian Mills has had his restaurant ransacked.
Our restaurant there in the last 10 minutes has had a group of guys smash their way in, rifle the till, steal every bottle of alcohol you could imagine, smashing up the tables and everything that's there within the restaurant.
Insurers have so far been unable to put a precise figure on the damage the rioting has caused, but it's likely to run into the tens of millions of dollars. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally to Idaho, where the water company is asking the Public Utilities Commission to approve a 20% rate increase for customers. That's because people are using less water, so the company isn't making as much money. The very same company has been sending its customers brochures for years, by the way, with tips on how to use less water to save money. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.